Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chris Layton, Riley Osborne, Scott Nelson, Noah Hunt, and Warner of Cree's recording artist, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Yeah. To deserve. whatever you need. Sweep up the pieces of this broken love. Talking to a melody. Don't cry, baby. Tuning up in the hole. Don't ask why this song keeps you going. It's just going, going, going. Oh, no.
school. And we can bend it up, walk out rules. Take a deep breath, feel like you're strong.
This evening, in just a few minutes, we're going to have some truly amazing talent come up here and join us on the stage. But before we get to that, I'd like to take you back to the very first single that I ever put out in my career, back when I was just a teenager.
Thank you.
Buddy likes to send this next song out to all the ladies in the audience.
Used to do.
you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're out on the road right now because we had a new project come out recently. It's called 10 Days Out Blues from the Back Road. You saw a little piece of it up on the screens here before we started playing for you. And throughout the show tonight, you're going to see some more pieces of the project. And basically what we did is we went, we took a couple of tour buses and we loaded one up with the band, the guys from Double Trouble, and a bunch of recording gear. And the other bus we loaded up with a film crew, and we set out along the south of the United States to find the real deal blues musicians and to set up and to play and record with these people. And we did that, and sometimes we went to these people's houses and we would set up in the living room or the front porch or the backyard, or sometimes a neighborhood blues bar, but most times in people's houses, which was pretty unique in itself. And we met up with some really amazing musicians. We started off down in New Orleans. We met up with Clarence Gatemouth Brown and a man who's going to be joining us here in a few moments by the name of Brian Lee. And then we went up to my hometown in Shreveport, Louisiana, and hooked up with Buddy Flett here, who's on stage with me now. Then we went over and visited B.B. King in his hometown of Indianola, Mississippi. And went up to the Carolinas to feature a style of blues that I feel like kind of goes overlooked nowadays, called the Piedmont style of blues. And we had Etta Baker and Neil Patman and Cootie Stark. And then we went to St. Louis and had Honey Boy Edwards and Henry Townsend. And then we wound up winding the whole thing up in Salina, Kansas. We did a church, we did a live concert in a church. And we reunited almost all the guys from Muddy Waters Band and Howlin' Wolf's Band with Pine Top Perkins and Hubert Sumlin, who's also here with us tonight. And it was just an amazing journey. And we documented the whole thing. When you buy the record, you're going to get a CD with 15 tracks of all live recorded stuff. And then you get the DVD as well that has an hour and 40 minute long documentary film of the whole trip. And I think it's a really amazing piece, and there's nothing else out there like it right now. And it's something that's been very special to me, because I'm just proud to be at a point in my career where I could go and do a project like this and then bring amazing, talented people like Buddy and Brian, you know, out on the road and introduce them to people like you. So I highly recommend that if you don't have the record, please go out and get it. You can pick one up. I'm sure they're selling them here somewhere on your way out. They got t-shirts, they got CDs. All the artists that are playing on stage with us tonight are selling their own CDs as well. So if you want to check their music out and kind of get into some other artists, or maybe turn a friend onto their stuff, I encourage that as well. And we actually have this this album printed up on vinyl, so you can buy a big LP like you used to be able to buy. And I think they're selling those as well. So anyways, there was a woman in the project. She was the only woman that we featured. And her name was Etta Baker, and when we got to her house, she hadn't played the guitar in about 8 months, at least that's what she told me, and she was, I believe she was 91 years old, and she welcomed me into her house, and we set up with a couple of acoustic guitars in her kitchen, and she proceeded to school me on the Piedmont style of blues. It was pretty amazing, and we wanted her to be part of this tour, but unfortunately, she didn't make it to see the project release. She passed away before the project came out. And about five other people that we featured in the project are no longer with us. But since she couldn't be here physically, we wanted to include her into the show and the tour. So when Buddy and I get done with this next song, we're going to play Etta Baker's whole segment up here on the screen so you guys get to meet her. Buddy and I are going to do a song right now that we did in the documentary. We went out to pay tribute to a blues legend by the name of Lead Belly, and he's buried in a town called Lawrenceport, Louisiana, which is right outside of our hometown. We're both from Shreveport, Louisiana. And we went out there, and we set up in the graveyard, and we just sat down in a couple of chairs, and we played this song. So we're gonna take you guys back to Lawrenceport right now.
Little
Welcome New Orleans blues legend, Brian Lee.
You don't understand. I'm thinking you're a whole lot better. Professor Riley Osborne. Come on, man. Yeah.
Don't worry about it, I can't see you anyway. Well, you know what? Kenny's not the only one who can play the blues. And Hubert ain't the only one who can play the blues. I think I can play the blues myself. So I'm gonna sit back and relax and put my baby in my lap. I'm gonna play with him. Excuse me!
Thank you.
Beside the great Howlin' Wolf, please welcome Hubert Sumlin.
Yes. Thank you.
Do a couple more songs. Please welcome back to the stage, Mr. Brian Lee, ladies and gentlemen. And Mr. Buddy Flip. And of course, one more round of applause for the legendary Hubert Sumlin right here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to thank you one last time for coming out and joining us tonight. I want to remind you, you can pick up your copy of the record, I think, on your way out. Okay. It's called 10 Days Out Blues for the Backroads. Tell all your friends about it, and be safe tonight. Have a good time. And we want to see you again when you come to town. We want to introduce the band to you real quick. Back here on the drums, ladies and gentlemen, from Austin, Texas. You know this guy from bands like Storyville, the Archangels, and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Please put your hands together for Chris Hooker-Layton on the drums.
Back here on the bass guitar, also from Austin, Texas, all night long, give it up for Mr. Scott Nelson.
Over on the keyboards, also from Austin, Texas, please put your hands together for the Reverend Riley Osborne. And up here next to me, ladies and gentlemen, he's been in my band for 10 years now. Please put your hands together from Cincinnati, Ohio, Mr. Noah Hunt, ladies and gentlemen.
And please give it up right here, my brother from Shreveport, Louisiana, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Oh, didn't mean to take up all your sweet time. I'll give it right back to you in one of these days.
Thank you. Don't forget to pick up your copy. 10 days out, comes from the back rows. We'll see you again.